Today, four high-ranking officials, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, National Intelligence Director Dan Coats, and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers were questioned on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. But the subject also turned to the headlines, and members of the Senate Intelligence Committee pressed the witnesses on the firing of former FBI Director James Comey and the ongoing Russia investigation. Comey will testify tomorrow. Here's a bit of what NSA Director Rogers had to say when asked about conversations he had had with President Trump.
In the 3+ years that I have been the director of the National Security Agency, to the best of my recollection, I have never been directed to do anything I believe to be illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate.
Joining us now is NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow. And Scott, what more did we hear today?
Well, it was an interesting parsing exercise for reporters like me trying to make sense of all this, because you heard that from Rogers. Dan Coats, the director of National Intelligence, said something very similar, saying that he's never been pressured, never felt pressure to intervene or interfere in any way. And yet both of them repeatedly said that they did not want to discuss their conversations with President Trump in an open setting. And that came when they were asked, well, do you deny or confirm the basic facts in these reports that have come out, that President Trump asked both of them to publicly state that there was no evidence linking his campaign to Russia, or the report from last night that Coates was asked if he could help, you know, slow down the FBI investigation. Both of them refused to answer specific questions about that.
Well, here's Coates talking about what you're saying right there and saying that he may have something more to say during a closed session.
I do not feel it's appropriate for me to, in a public session in which confidential conversations between the president and myself, I don't believe it's appropriate for me to address that in a public session.
Now, if he were to say something in a closed-door session, would we find out about it?
I guess it depends how good the sourcing is of everybody covering it. But, you know, I think one key moment was Marco Rubio, Republican senator from Florida, said that, you know, you say you've never felt pressured. That could be a little subjective. Have you ever been asked to weigh in an investigation, to slow down an ongoing investigation? Simply asked. And Coates said, you know, he hates to keep repeating himself, but he's not going to share confidential information in a public setting like that.
The purpose of this hearing, as we said, was looking at renewing aspects of FISA, made famous after the leaks of Edward Snowden. And a lot of focus is on Section 702. Could you just tell us what that is and how that relates to these Russia investigation questions?
Yeah, broadly speaking, those are the rules governing what happens when an American is swept up in routine surveillance. By and large, the American's identity is what's called masked. It's just American number one, American number two, U.S. person, rather, one or two. Now, President Trump has repeatedly alleged that the outgoing Obama administration unmasked the identities of people in his orbit for political purposes, that they asked for their names in intelligence reports and they shared them widely within the U.S. government. That's something that people like former CIA Director John Brennan, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice have denied. But it's been a constant comeback that Trump has had, saying the real story isn't a so-called collusion between his campaign and Russia, but rather all of this unmasking for political purposes.
Right.
So Rogers here at this hearing, and this is something that's happened many times before, walk through the reasons and the protocols for why people can be unmasked, what the procedures are, and how that information is generally kept within a very small orbit of intel officials.
Scott, one more thing we have to ask you about today. President Trump tweeted this morning that he's picked the new FBI director, Christopher Wray. Tell us about him.
He is someone who spent time working in the George W. Bush administration as a high-level Department of Justice official. Before that, he had worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Georgia. And interestingly, since he has left government service, he served as New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's lawyer during that Bridgegate investigation about whether Christie had ordered the closure of lanes going to the George Washington Bridge for political purposes. He's someone who is getting positive response from both sides of the aisle so far. But it's really interesting. President Trump gave no heads up to Congress on this. Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein, the top Democrat and Republican on the Judiciary Committee, say the very first they learned of this pick was through Trump's tweets this morning.
So does that indicate that it's going to be tough to confirm him?
Unclear at this point. I think there's frustration that Congress wasn't consulted, but I think the general first wave of reaction you're seeing is that this is someone who is a law enforcement professional. The key thing that lawmakers from both sides wanted was a law enforcement official, not a politician.
Scott Detrow, NPR congressional reporter. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.